This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company on the Junkies. We have Fill in the Blank coming up at 925. I've prepped this. This is how you can win your Adam Sandler tickets. You want to prep a couple? Prep a couple, too, Cakes.
Fill in the blank.
I've got two. Yeah, they got a...
I think the last time we did this, it was heavily.
It works. I just haven't done.
I think the last time we played this, it was heavily criticized because they were impossible questions.
Everything gets criticized.
Remember, we played that and it was impossible to figure it out, but maybe made it easier.
Sometimes when you make it too easy, get criticized. Yeah. There is a sweet spot. Sometimes it's hard to find.
It's tough to thread the needle.
Yeah.
We have
Adam Sandler tickets to give away, so we'll play some fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been talking a little bit about the fact that the NFL season still 10 weeks away, but we're getting closer and closer to training camp, and you're getting questions about whether you have red flags on your team, which we discussed earlier. If you missed that discussion, check out the podcast. Wherever you download your podcast, just search the term Sports Junkies, and you will get to our podcast. But one of the guys who some people believe are going to make a leap in year two is Drake May. But there's an article here via Yahoo Sports from somebody who says it's not a given. With Josh McDaniels at his side, a slightly better cast of weapons, and the hope of having a competent offensive line, she writes, there's ample reason to believe May will make the desired two leap. And yet there's still some trepidation about the North Carolina product and how he'll fare heading into his second season. She notes, the talent is better, but the biggest hurdle, turnovers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's obvious. I mean, a rookie, he turned the ball over 10 times, not including fumbles. So he had
10 picks,
and I think he fumbled 9 times. Not sure how many of those were losses.
Also, people are questioning his deep ball.
Yeah.
But according to PFF, he ranked in the bottom 10 in that category of intermediate passes and deep balls.
Yeah, and that's got to get better. Now, hopefully the new coaching staff, the new offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, you know, he was a terrible head coach, but he's regarded as one of the better offensive coordinators. Mike Vrabel is much better than what they had last year at head coach. That guy lasted about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They did upgrade the receivers. They drafted Henderson out of Ohio State. They drafted a stud left tackle.
They drafted Kyle Williams, another
piece on offense. They drafted Kyle Williams out of Washington State, right? So he might be like a number three receiver. So he's got more weapons, but he's got to get better and not turn the ball over.
I think the key obviously is Diggs. If Diggs is back to his pre-injury form and can play in 15-plus games and becomes a security blanket for Drake May, a guy he can throw the ball to 100-plus times, that's going to improve his numbers.
Well, should
that
he
will improve his intermediate passing, which is something that they have an issue with.
I know he's coming off an injury, but wasn't he at the OTAs?
Yeah.
I think he missed a day after the whole substance thing.
The boat incident,
Right.
But the problem is he's 31 and he's coming off a major injury. So you have to have question marks as to his durability.
Yeah.
At least I would.
I think that's a question
mark. I'd be concerned about it.
I mean, last year, Drake May's leading receiver was his tight end, Hunter Henry. And Hunter Henry had, I think, 70 catches, maybe. So he had a bunch of targets. So his top receiver was DeMario Douglas. Is Douglas still on the roster?
He's still there.
Okay. But they added two receivers in free agency, and they drafted Williams, and they drafted Henderson. So he's got more weapons. So I would agree with the article.
He's got to take care of the football,
He's got to take care of the football, and I'm assuming that he knows that. And the coaching staff is going to emphasize that, and he'll be much better at it.
He fumbled 9 times.
Yeah.
Now, I felt like his protection was terrible. Watching highlights.
He always got
fumbled. It seemed like he made spectacular plays, but he had to.
Well, that's why they spent their top pick on Will Campbell out of LSU. That's going to be their franchise left tackle, they hope, for 8 or 10 seasons. They realize they need better protection around Drake May. And they hope they solidified that in the draft.
Yeah.
And they give him another piece in Travion Henderson out of the backfield. Like, they've done what they've had to do, at least in 1 year, to try to upgrade the pieces around him.
They have.
And that's what you have to do for a young quarterback.
The biggest upgrade was the coaching staff.
Right. I mean, that's a huge one.
That's big. So you just have to assume he's going to be better based on that.
Right. And Vrabel's respected as a head coach. And you mentioned McDaniels, like, flame out as a head coach, but
good
widely respected as an offensive coordinator and an innovative offensive mind.
Yeah. The other thing Drake did pretty well last year was run the ball. Now, he didn't have the year that Jaden Daniels had, but he ran 54 times for 421.
He can move.
He only had a couple rushing touchdowns, so I think that will increase, but he can move. I think he's going to be, I don't know what his projected touchdown total is. I'll have to look on one of these sites, but I think he's going to have a bigger year.
I got a buddy who works for the Vikings who told me that J.J. McCarthy looks like the real deal.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Would you be surprised if he actually stepped into that offense and performed well? I mean, people were shocked when Sam Darnold did it. Sam Darnold was goofed on throughout his entire career. Resurrected himself in Minnesota, parlayed that into a nice deal with the Seahawks. I fully expect J.J. McCarthy to do well in that offense. I'm not going to be shocked if and when it happens.
This is one where EB might be right, because he said all the guys were going to work out. If May works out, I mean, it's a lot of ifs, but we saw Penix a little bit. He looks good. JJ, who am I missing?
Bo Nix.
I mean,
I think so JJ McCarthy is a sneaky fantasy quarterback. Load up early and pick JJ McCarthy late. It's a secret to everybody.
Drake May's touchdown total is 20.5.
I'd take the over.
I think I'd take the over. I mean, at 15 as a rookie.
Yeah.
At 15 as a rookie with a...
I think if he stays healthy, that's a steal.
Cast the clowns around him.
Correct.
Just by comparison,
Jaden Daniels is at 24.5.
Okay.
J.J. McCarthy's is at...
Oh, don't 20, tell me. 24, same as Jaden's.
Yeah.
That's.
And he's got the two stud receivers.
Right.
But I'd have to see. I'd have to see on that one.
He's also got Hockenson at tight end. He's got
guys.
To throw the ball to.
He's got guys.
Yeah.
Penix, right now, his number is.
I'm going to put him at 21.5.
18.5.
Wow. That's pretty low. I guess they're expecting Bijan to score a lot of the touchdowns on the ground.
Yeah,
there.
Just kind of going through the second year guys. Bo Nix is also at 24.5.
Okay.
So that's the top number out of the second year quarterbacks, 24.5. I haven't looked at Caleb. Hold on. Caleb Williams is?
22.5.
Good job.
Nailed it?
Nailed it.
Nice.
So the 24 and a half number is the biggest number. But May at 20 and a half, I think he'll get there. I think if he's healthy, he'll get to 21.
Yeah, if he plays in 16 or 17 games, he should easily eclipse that number.
Looking at rushing props for Jaden Daniels.
They have yardage and touchdowns?
Just yardage. What do you think?
750.
Lower.
695 and a half.
Lower.
650.
675 and a half.
Over.
I'm definitely going over on
can
that.
Can I get a loan from somebody and just place all the money on the over?
Well, I mean, you got money.
Then he'll snap his leg after week three, and then I'm boned. Do we have injury caveats on these bets?
Probably no, not.
Remember, I'm going to guess no.
Valdez has always preached FanDuel. The unders.
He does love unders, and I'm vehemently opposed to unders, mostly because they're not fun. They're not fun to root for unders.
All right, what's the other side of that on the passing props, Jason, for Jaden?
In terms of, well, I gave you the touchdown total, 24 and a half.
What's his yardage total?
His yardage total is currently
3750.
Slightly lower, 3450 and a half.
I feel like that's got to go over.
I'm looking at the ceiling
with
right
the healthy
now.
Caveat.
I'm looking up here for those numbers. That's what I do.
All right, well.
It's kind of my thing.
Put him in.
I might have to.
Like you said, you put him in, he'll get hurt in week three.
Problem is, I'm bankrupting myself with the Nats bet. If that bet doesn't come through, it's going to put a big dent in my FanDuel account.
Yep,
it's not going to be great.
So we'll see. We'll see how these second year quarterbacks do. But I think Drake May over the 20 and a half will be good. But again, look, the guy makes a good point that he's got to cut down on the turnovers. I think he only started in 2 wins. Look, the Patriots didn't have a lot of wins anyway, but he played in 2 wins. He did get hurt in the middle of the season as well, so mm-hmm. he was out. Maybe he missed a game and a half, but everything got better around him, so I would assume that he's going to be a better quarterback.
Let me look at their opening 5 games, see what their slate looks like. 2 of 3 at home. They open with the Raiders. That's a winnable game.
Sure.
They have to go to the Dolphins in week 2, and that's always a tough trip because of the weather. Like, mm-hmm. it can be freaking 95 degrees on the field. I'm going to chalk that as an L. Home to the Steelers in week 3. Home to the Panthers. So 3 of the first 4 at home. Then they're at the Bills in week 5. They have a chance to start off
decently. They have a chance to start off 2-3 or 3-2.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If you had to redo your draft board,
mm-hmm.
all right? Now, you got Jaden Daniels 1.
Yeah.
Who's your number 2 right now?
Drake May.
Over Caleb?
Yep, I'm sticking with him.
This may be shocking. I kind of like Bo Nix.
Yeah, Bo Nix had a good year.
Bo Nix came on in like the
but
second
half of the
season.
But I'm still sticking with my guy. If he has a bad year this year, okay, I'm dipping him. But I'm sticking with him this year.
I think I had Drake 2. I had Caleb 1.
I had Caleb 1. I think I had Jaden 2.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I had those guys flip-flopped. Gets me, Rick. Nothing you can do. Can't recreate history.
Caleb could have a monster year. They totally beefed up their offensive line.
Yep.
If the offensive genius, Ben Johnson, gets him to throw some checkdown passes mm-hmm. and not hold the ball forever, just make easy plays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Again, he's with a better coaching staff, so yeah. he should get better.
I think I still take Caleb over Drake May, but I like Drake May. And you like both picks.
I think Drake May is going to be solid, especially if the signing of Diggs works out. If that works out, it means he's throwing him a lot of balls, and he's that number one wideout that they paid the money to.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, if he's injured or he wears out his welcome super early in New England, which looks like it already might be happening, then that's going to be an issue for Drake May going forward.
The injury thing makes it different, but you basically said that his age, 31, is a red flag. It's not like Terry McLaurin is that much younger than...
No, it's a combination of things. Yeah. It's the age, it's the injury, it's the off the field,
the pink powder,
which Terry McLaurin doesn't have,
that's
has never
a great
had.
Point.
So... I have question marks about it, but look, for a young quarterback, Diggs could be a very solid option and weapon if his head's on straight and he stays healthy.
Yeah, I kind of question the health.
But look,
I think
there with Vrabel, McDaniels. Those guys are veteran leaders. They should be able to keep him under control.
I know, but age 31, yeah, coming off the injury. I hope he stays healthy because that'll be his true number one.
Yeah.
I just hope he doesn't have to rely on just throwing it to the tight end every week.
Right. And they need to be more explosive than that.
They've got to be more, especially downfield.
Yeah.
I know this. Whenever we have our fantasy drafts, sometimes I go back and forth on the strategy, but sometimes I wait. Everybody's like, you can wait on a quarterback. Plenty of times I get a quarterback. I'm sorry. I want one of those dual threat guys early.
I love having a guy that can do it with the legs or the arm. Yeah. It's a great – if you have – Josh Allen or Lamar or Jaden Daniels, you've got a big leg up on everybody.
Right.
I mean, the guys
can
score.
I don't want to be stuck with Baker Mayfield, and I know he threw 41 touchdown passes, I believe.
Yeah, if you can get your hands on one of the studs early, it's usually not a bad strategy. Unless they get concussed and they miss a month, then it's a problem.
Yeah, and then you end up with there's downside to everything, because if you do that, let's say you draft a quarterback in the second round.
Well, then you got a garbage running back.
Exactly. That's what I was going to get to.
A terrible wideout. Like you're going to have to make a sacrifice elsewhere on your roster. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, but I think this year I'd rather have the garbage running back.
Probably right. Stud might be the year of the stud quarterback.
But again, I go back and forth, just like when organizations fire a head coach who's easy, players coach, then the next one's a hard ass, then they go back to the easy coach.
Yep.
I kind of do the same thing with my fantasy football draft strategy.
You're a classic waffler.
Yes.
These things happen.
So the draft order is already out in one of my leagues.
Oh, really?
Man, that's super early.
Yep. And 12-team league.
Yep.
I'm drafting 11.
Okay.
Oh, you're salty.
I mean,
that means you got 11 and 14.
I do have the opportunity if you can drop down one slot if you want. So I could take 12 and have back to backs if I want for every round.
Yeah.
Or stay at 11. I'll probably stay at 11.
What do you mean you can do that? So you don't
so the number one guy can drop to two if he wants, and then the two goes up to one. The number two guy can drop to three. You have your opportunity of moving in the draft.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it's just kind of some guys do it. Most guys stay where they are.
Please tell me that you've gotten out of the league that I've castigated you for you have to have two kickers or you have to have
I was in two of those leagues.
Okay.
One of them was a free roll, so I'll stay in that league.
Okay.
But the other one that I had to pay the entry, yes, I'm out.
Good.
I think it's stupid. if you have a league where you have to have two kickers on your roster, you have to have two defenses.
You know why you think it's stupid?
Because it is.
It is stupid.
Correct.
So good for you. Good on you for doing that.
Hey, coming up next, we've got Adam Sandler tickets. He's going to be appearing at Capital One Arena later this year, coming up on September 27th. We're going to play fill in the blank for the morning matchup. You can call in now at 1-800-636-1067 on the Junkies to win the prize.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.